Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. I heard an interview of this lady, and she wrote a book. And I wonder if you... The book was five or ten wishes of the dead, of the dying.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, regrets. Regrets. It might be regrets or wishes. And do you ask any of those, your clients, that?
Yeah, so I typically work with people grieving. So I go on guidance support calls for that. So it's usually people have a lot of guilt with their family members who have passed away, but I'm not talking to someone who's about to die.
Oh, that's what I was wondering, if you would talk to any people that's about to die.
No, I haven't yet, because I just got trained in April. So I would like to start out focusing on grief. And then if I could get into active dying, that would be great. I just feel like the world's depressing enough right now that I don't know if I can handle more.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So you don't really, you don't want to be in a room when they actually take any last breath?
I don't right now, but I usually change my mind quickly. I'm also not a medical person. Like, I get really freaked out by medical stuff and things being weird. So I feel like I would just not really like it.
Do you have a strong intuition?
I think it's getting louder, but I feel like I don't always feel it.
Oh, all right. All right.
Definitely. Oh,
but you know what? I think, I don't know if you, based on her chart, Paul, because she has her personal planets in the six, but the 12 is like the opposing, right? So the 12 would be death.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. Do you see that, Paul?
Yeah.
Because I would think, like, I know you're a Scorpio, and Scorpio is, yeah, I know all about like death or whatever, but in the 12th house, like, you deal with endings and you deal with death a lot. So I think it makes a lot of sense that you chose to become a death doula. Yeah.
That's really cool. Yeah.
So what do you have going on? What do you have coming up? What do you want to talk to us about? Is there anything you want to present to us?
I guess, like, how do you get started in astrology? I'm sure this could be another podcast episode, but how do you kind of move on from just knowing your sun, moon, rising, and how do you dive deeper into this work?
You wanna answer that, Paul? Or you want me to answer?
Do yourself a favor. Find another avenue.
Don't do it. No, I'm kidding.
I'm not, because man, this is a rabbit hole.
I will say this. I got into astrology because, like you mentioned your story, at 21, I got out of a 5-year relationship that I thought was my entire life. My whole life was planned out for me. It was like, you know, I had that path set up by my family, my parents. And at 21, you know, like, my life really changed. That relationship changed me. And it was the first time that I could actually say, like, oh, wow, you know, like, I'm on my own. Who am I now, right? And somebody actually introduced me to astrology. Like, they talked to me about the moon signs and stuff like that. And then they're like, oh, you never read your chart? And I was like, no, I haven't. And so they pulled it up for me, and Cafe Astrology had like a 17-page dissertation. And I was lost. Like, I didn't know, like, who I was, right? So I just read that 17 pages, and I was like, this is impossible that 17 pages could denote me like this better than my mother can, you know? And after that, I just went really, really into research, like, nonstop research. And to a certain extent, I feel like astrologers, like, kind of get to a point where they want to disprove, like, the science behind it, that they're like, no, like, this can't be it, you know? So I've had moments where I'm like, this isn't real, like, there's no way. But time and time again, it shows me that, like, it is to the T. It's crazy.
That's so cool.
How about you, D? What would you got any recommendations for Caroline? Do you think she should get into astrology?
I think everyone should be into astrology. I think people should at least know their own chart. I found that it's helped me a lot to know my own chart and like, oh, that's why I do this, or oh, that's why I do that. And even comparing my chart to my spouse's like synastry stuff, like it helps me understand him more. Like, oh, well, his Venus is here and mine is, he has a fire sign Venus. I have a Capricorn Venus. So it's like hot and cold, you know, like this is the way his love language is. This is my love language. Stuff like that. It's just like little things. I think everybody should know at least their own chart. And if you have a spouse and or children, like I think it's helpful to know theirs too, because I can't tell you how many times astrology has helped me, like especially with my older child. She has a lot of air, so I have to explain the reason why for everything. Like kids need to know why, but she is like, I need logic. I need reason. Why do we have to do this? Why can't we do that? Oh, okay. I get it. So yeah, that's how astrology has helped me. Is that the question?
Yeah. Well, did you start on Cafe Astrology?
Sorry. I've got my toddler and I'm trying to let your podcast not have baby noises in the background. What did you ask me?
Did you start on Cafe Astrology?
No, I started with that, the only astrology book you'll ever need. And I guess from there, I don't think it was Cafe Astrology, but it was one of those where you could get your free chart. I don't remember which one it was. I just know it wasn't Cafe Astrology because I didn't come upon that until much later.
I will just tell you this. It's an onion. Layers and layers. And once you start peeling back the layers, you just keep going. It's never ending. So is astrology a good topic for you to get into? Yes, because you know, you should everybody, like DJ said, everybody should know thyself. That's why I ended with in all my posts and stuff with know thyself. But should you learn it enough to start doing readings for other people? Man, I don't know. You already have a lot on your plate that you are studying. But it's a never ending journey. So I advise you to look up all your stuff. It's just, I'm just warning you that it's a rabbit hole.
Yes.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.